But she said they were harmless, said they'd come to the house, the kitchen, and the first house there is back of the one that's there now. It's one of the oldest houses in this DeKalb County. But the original one was of logs, was in the back, and where they were living in then. She said they would come to there, the cabin would come there. But if they gave them something to eat, said they went on and never molested them in the world. But there were Indians there when they first built that first house there in DeKalb County, down on the river. Well, after that, they had slaves all over the place. And my mother says, the course there were people that were cruel to their slaves and all. She didn't deny that, but said they were looked after on most others, really did look after their slaves. Said now we bought cloth in the home and made their clothes by our patterns that our own children had. Mm-hmm. They made their dresses, but they made them of a little thicker stuff, I don't know, made the dresses for them. And says, I can remember going around at night holding a lamp for my mother to give some medicine to some of the sick ones, you know. Mm-hmm. Me having to tote the lamp for a mother to give them. They looked after them, they clothed them, looked after them in sickness, and they really looked after them. Some folks did, and at least some didn't, but they were kind of a burden on us. And still are, in a way, a heap of them. But right now, on our farm, those, don't matter whether you owe it to them or not, if they're in trouble, you tend to them. You bury them, and you tend to get doctors for them. Mm-hmm. And we still, they've been a burden on us always. Mm-hmm. And of course, they're getting more and more independent, but we still, if they haven't got any money and in trouble, we still got to take care of them.
Well, some of the farms around where you... Well, now, what did they have there? What
did they grow? Well, back in my childhood, now, they grew cotton mostly, you see, back then. And on where they had those slaves, it was the greatest privilege in the world to be selected to go on the wagons with the cotton to Augusta. Uh-huh. You see, on the river there, that's uh-huh. where the cotton had to go. Now, what I think they already had ginned up there in the country. I'm not sure whether, I think they hauled it by bales, they did. Somehow it gotten ginned up near where they live. But they hauled it in bales to Augusta on the river. Don't you know it was shipped out there on the river? Mm-hmm. And it was great privilege to be selected to be one of the slaves that went on the wagon to Augusta. And they brought back the heap of the heavy provisions. They brought back things that they bought there. And then they brought back the cloth to make the slaves. They did the shopping mm-hmm. there.
They did, yeah.
They took the cotton and got the money and traded for things they were going to need there on the plantation for that year at Augusta.
But did they grow any other?
Well, of course they had to grow for their hogs and cattle. They had to grow some corn. Mm-hmm. They had to, in the bottom lands, you know, down on the near the river. The bottoms, they said, they usually planted in corn.
Where do they keep that once they...
The corn, they had corn bins. They had a heap of these houses around the old farm. Now, that's not my McDonald's stuff. I've gone back, you see, to my grandmother's uh-huh. over on the river. Oh, they had, I rang 6 or 8 different houses for different things, for corn and for fodder and things like that out there to the left of the home place.
Uh-huh. And what kind?
And they had a little cabinet where my grandfather worked and made beds and what's up.
That was his workshop.
Yes, too. They have a workshop there. I expect he mended shoes to you and things like that. They did those things there, you see. They didn't trot off with somebody else to do all your things. You had to do it there. If a bed was out of fix, well, they made some of them, but they fixed them there, and all that stuff.
They have a big building to store lots of things in.
Oh, they, you mean for the shop?
No, I mean for the things you have on the farm.
Oh, to keep to store the stuff, the cotton uh-huh. and all?